USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A La Nina storm system has drenched Northern California and parts of the Pacific Northwest with heavy rains overnight. Some flooding and mudslides are being reported in parts of California. It also caused widespread power outages in California and Washington State. Just under 150,000 homes in California and 64,000 homes in Washington State were without power this morning. The Canadian Coast Guard has reported a fire spewing toxic gas from a container ship has been stabilized and that it planned to deploy firefighters to the vessel to quell the rest of the blaze this morning. The fire had been burning since Saturday night on the Zim Kingston. It's anchored off the city of Victoria in British Columbia, northwest of Seattle, Washington. According to Radio Canada, 40 containers were lost into the Pacific Ocean during the incident. Baseball's World Series is set. Game 1 for the Atlanta Braves versus the Houston Astros is Tuesday evening on Fox. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Is spending our way out of inflation a good idea? Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Inflation suddenly a big concern for the U.S. economy, and Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says as the White House pushes for passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the big social spending package, Americans should realize that neither one of them will accelerate inflation.
Both of those are spending over 10 years, not in a single year. The rescue package did involve substantial spending this year.
She told CNN State of the Union that the inflation Americans are dealing with right now isn't something she expects to be a long-term problem. And she said those two bills will be huge boosts to the U.S. economy, if nothing else. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN will have the Seattle Seahawks host the New Orleans Saints. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
As the Virginia gubernatorial race sees President Obama campaigning for Democrat candidate Terry McAuliffe over the weekend, Republican Glenn Youngkin on Fox News says he's confident heading down the home stretch.
Well, I think what it tells you is the sun is setting on Terry McAuliffe's 43-year political career, and they're doing anything they can to try to get the spotlight off the fact that he's sinking. And they're bringing in everybody they can to campaign with him. They haven't quite figured out what to say about me because they know that what I'm working on is what Virginians want me to work on. Get our taxes down. Fix our schools. Get our neighborhoods safe again. And let's get the economy going so we can have more jobs. And my opponent has nothing to say about any of that. You know, one of the great things about this last home stretch is that it's Glenn Youngkin campaigning in Virginia. And Terry McAuliffe wants it to be against anybody other than me. And I'm campaigning, and by the way, you've seen, the crowds are huge. Virginians are so excited about electing a Virginian, someone who's going to go work for them. Yeah. And what they want to know is that I stand for the things they want me to stand for. This is why it's so exciting. The funny thing is that Terry McAuliffe needs to bring in all of these other personalities to try to bail him out when his campaign is absolutely sinking. And Barack Obama said yesterday that this is a turning point. Yeah, you bet it's a turning point because Virginians are so tired of what Terry McAuliffe and the left liberal progressives have done to Virginia. It's a turning point, all right. They're going to turn my way.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.